Back to episode 15 in Shloshim Yoyim Kodem HaChag. Today we're going to start discussing the type of flour and the way matzah has to be baked in order for a person to be mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of achilas matzah, which is necessary on the first night of Pesach, and for those in Chutz La'aretz on the second night of Pesach as well. For a person to fulfill his obligation of eating matzah, the matzah has to be made of one of the chameshes minei dagan: wheat, barley, spelt, oats, or rye. L'chatchila, we make matzah out of wheat flour because that is something which most people like best. And there's hiddur mitzvah by making it out of wheat flour. If a person doesn't have wheat, he could take from the type of grain that's most chashuv to him in order that he should eat the matzah litei avayin with an appetite. A person cannot be yotza matzah if it's totally made out of tsubin or morsan, which are the outer layers of the wheat, which are coarse and doesn't retain a sheim lechem. However, matzah that's made out of all the parts of the wheat that were ground together, you could be yotza the mitzvah of matzah. And they also are all mitztarif, they all combine to the shir kezayis that's required for the mitzvah. Unless you first separated the subin and the morsan and then mixed it back together, then they cannot be mitztarif for the shir kezayis. Isas klovim is not called lechem, and you can't be yotza the mitzvah of matzah. What is isas klovim? This was dough that was made from so much of this bran that it's not roy, it's not eligible for achilas adam. And a person normally feeds this type of mixture to dogs. Even if when he made it, he had a mind that this should be for people, there's a concept of batla daitoy etzel kal adam. Since this is not the way regular people usually use this type of flour to make for human consumption, so we say his opinion is disregarded. And even a dough which would be roy for the achila of a person, but he made it with an intention to give it to klavim, and it's obvious from the way that it was made and prepared that it's made as dog food, it gets the status of isas klavim, and you cannot use it to be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah on the first night of Pesach. Person cannot be yetza the chiyuv matzah with a dough or a matzah that wasn't fully baked because it doesn't have a shem lechem. It's considered a batik, it's considered a dough. Person also cannot be yotza with any type of bread that he won't be required to make the bracha of hamotzi and to make a birchas hamazon when he's done. However, bread that you make a mezonis, but when you kaveh a suda on it, you make a birchas hamazon, there is a machlekes hapoiskim if a person could be yotza the mitzvah even when he's not being kaveh a suda on it, since this is something which, if he would be kaveh a suda, he would have to make a hamotzi and a birchas hamazon. So perhaps even when he only has to make a mezainis because there's no kviya suda, then he still would be able to be mekayim the mitzvah. Broken up pieces of matzah that are less than a kezayis that are soaked in water until the water becomes white, you do not make a bracha of mezainis on them, and therefore you can't be yotza the mitzvah of matzah. Lechem oini, a person cannot be yotza the mitzvah of matzah with dough that was mixed with fruit juice, because that's called matzah ashira, and we need to have lechem oini. L'chatchila, a person should not make thick matzahs, because that's not lechem oini. But the yever, we're not machmir. A person could be yotza the mitzvah of matzah with matzah that was made from seilas tekiah, which is ultra fine flour. We don't say that's not called lechem oini.